What are the least attractive hobbies for men when it comes to dating? Now, there's a couple of these. I'm like, I don't know if you could call that a hobby. Well, only one of them. But what is, okay, let's put you to the test. Maitland, Kelly, I mean, Steve, you can guess as well. But in the eyes of women, least attractive hobbies. I'll tell you when you get one.
Gaming.
That's number one.
Yeah.
Number one.
I don't mind if people love to game, and sometimes it's really impressive to me how good people are. I mind it when you're wanting to spend quality time together and it gets in the way. I mind it when, oh, you stay up really, really late to game and then you're exhausted the whole next day.
Yeah.
You know, once it affects those things, then to me it's kind of an issue. But I've honestly never dated anybody that has that problem. I know people who have or do.
Yeah. Like if you just, if it's your, I'm probably being defensive when I say this, but if it's just a way to relax and kind of escape for a while, I think that's okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, like you're saying, it's like, well, sorry, I'm not available.
And it's an expensive hobby too, because games are not cheap.
That's right.
And gaming systems.
All right. So you nailed the number one on your first try.
Okay.
Are you feeling any hurt for that one?
Well, I was just defensive, so must be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. I'm fine now. A younger me would have been like, nobody likes me.
Okay. Next is pick up basketball on there.
Shut up. No. Also, I don't do that anymore. I aged out, which is even sadder.
What about playing a musical instrument?
Nope.
Okay.
Doesn't mean everybody loves it.
No.
But it does. It's not amongst the least. This is how it's labeled. Least attractive hobbies for men.
Yeah, so I think playing a musical instrument is attractive. I think it's unattractive when it's all you do. Same with gaming, where like every time the person comes home, it's right there in their face.
Everything in moderation?
Yeah, like everything constantly has you playing something in the background. Like, okay, chill out, bro.
I think guys who make movies their entire personalities, like film nerds.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's like, oh my God, I can't believe you've never seen blah, 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 insert obscure movie here. And you're like, dude, let's just watch Cars 3 and call it a night.
Right.
Like, I don't care.
Yeah, watching all those indie films where you're like, does this movie have a beginning and an end? Nope, we're just watching an hour and a half of their life.
Yeah.
That's not on there, but I agree. For anyone.
What about the obnoxious gym?
It's not on there.
Oh, really? Wow.
Like sort of the meathead?
Yeah.
The stereotype. Nope, not on there.
Which, again, good for you for going to the gym. But if that's your entire personality, unless you own a gym.
So any hobby that is your identity, is that fair?
I don't know, because I feel like there are some hobbies that are, like, really cool.
Like
traveling. And if that is something you can do as a hobby and you're well-rounded and you travel the world, that's so interesting.
That is going to be better.
It's weird, though. I don't classify traveling as a hobby.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. It's different. When I think hobby, I think
something you have to buy equipment for.
Kind of, Like you're sitting down in a room with all your friends and you're doing the same. Which is weird because it is a hobby.
Traveling could have the same sort of I'm better than you movie person vibe. Where it's like, well, if you haven't been to, that's going
to
be very rare that somebody's going to be that judgy. They might want to tell you where they've been, but usually people are pretty good about that.
I just thought of one. Marathons.
Oh.
Is this attractive or least attractive?
Least.
CrossFit. Marathons.
Yeah, you're fit and you look good.
Yeah.
Which is great. You know, fantastic.
But
good
stop
for
making
you.
Us plan
but
our life
you
around
talk
you.
Talk about it. Yeah. Okay. Then veganism has to be on there.
Not a hobby. All right. Back to this. Least attractive hobbies for men. By the way, Steve, make a list of the top three least attractive hobbies for women in your head, and we'll come back to you.
Okay.
Do you feel pressure?
A little bit.
You should. Because you don't want to say one that your wife has.
No.
But those probably popped into your head pretty quickly because you're just familiar with those.
No.
Seemed like they did because you kind of staggered yourself a little bit.
Does she walk around the house playing the violin all the time?
No, that would be awesome. I would think that's
really
cool.
Yeah, she's
really
good, I guess. And the violin's kind of pretty.
Yeah.
Still.
No, still that's
too much of
nerve.
A good thing, right? Oh, I don't want to eat ice cream for every meal.
Like if I'm getting ready for work and you're playing the violin, put it away.
Be like, shut
yeah, it's
up.
True.
Unless it's narrating exactly how I feel with its music.
Like that, remember that teenager that followed his mom, who is a little person, with the trombone and just made sound effects that fit?
Or she'd drop something and it would go,
and then, yeah. Or if something went wrong, all right, other least attractive hobbies for men. So far, you nailed playing video games. It's like you said, oh, it's something about free beer. Let's make that the most hurtful. Now let's not try. What else is on the list?
Okay, so gym is not on the list.
Nope.
What about cars? Like collecting cars?
No.
What
but
about
there's numerous collecting things on there.
Okay.
What about sports guy who's like way into sports?
No.
Doesn't not playing, but like, oh, my team's in the big game.
Yeah, like yelling and screaming.
Yeah.
Not on there, but that would make sense.
Collecting stamps.
No, but you're on the right track.
Like collecting figurines. Like
collecting figurines is number two behind video games.
Like 40-year-old virgin type.
So they rated them on a scale of most often annoying to women playing video games, 90%. Collecting figurines, 85% considered it unattractive.
If I walked into a guy's house and he had a bunch of figurines, like those Funko Pops or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You have like a million of those on display. I'm probably going to turn around and walk out.
How many can they have until... Before you're like, oh, God.
I think three.
Three?
Like
four Funko Pops?
Kind of four,
is your limit?
Yeah, like four kind of scattered about.
Yeah.
Like not all in one spot.
So if you have a curio cabinet for your Funkos.
I'm out.
Yeah, that's fair.
But if you've just got like, oh, this is from my favorite movie and this is from my favorite show. And oh, my grandma got me this one made of me. That's cute and fun.
Yeah.
But it's when you exceed that. Ugh.
If you've got more than can fit on one shelf, you've got a collection.
Yeah.
And I don't care for that.
That's true. I don't want any collections, mm-mm, as a general rule. This text, by the way, I definitely agree with this when it comes to people who get, and again, I'm being defensive about video games, but it says, gaming's a problem, but if you were to sit and watch TV the whole time, that's cool. It is a bit of a double standard. One of them is interactive, though most people don't want to be with someone who just sits and watches TV all the time.
Yeah, if I came home and saw you in front of a computer screen playing video games, and then you did that until you were to the point of being exhausted, if you did that in front of a TV screen, I wouldn't care for that
either.
Honestly,
if you're doing that, it wouldn't really matter what you're doing. You're just not involved in life at that point.
Yeah, by all means, rot on the days where you have time and want to relax, for sure. Get as lazy as you want. But if that is your go-to... And that's what you do with your time all the time? Yeah, we have different hobbies.
This list was clearly inspired by my college boyfriend. We'll see what else he was into. Maybe it is just him.
So something to me that's unattractive, too, if you're thinking about women, and I wonder if men think this, I do not love going into a woman's bathroom and seeing tons of product. Like, that is a hobby for women and men, too, now. But just having... tons and tons of makeup,
like experimental
tons
things,
and tons of shampoo, tons of soap, and tons of this and tons of that, and it's just overflowing. It's just that
the,
to
the
me
clutter
is
would...
like consumerism on display, and I hate it. I'm like, why don't you use that and then buy something new?
Yeah.
And I would say the same if a guy had 1,000 figurines. I'd be like, what? Why do you have 1,000 of these? Why do you have 10,000 lip glosses? You don't, and that's extremely exaggerated.
Yes.
But if I've got so many friends that are like, well, this is my makeup bag that I travel with. And I'm like, that's probably what you need. And then here's my
inherently
dresser
it is, right?
filled with all of the products that I've just kept for the last 5 or 10 years or more.
Yeah.
It's such a bad habit that women do, and as far as collecting and keeping. But it's also a hobby for some people to just have as much as
it's fun
as
to acquire
possible.
It.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which is really what collecting is. It's the thrill of the acquisition.
Mm-hmm.
The finding, ooh, I don't have this. Ooh, I'm that joy of spending that little bit of money or a lot of money, depending on what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But once you have it, it's like...
It almost loses its luster.
Yeah.
You know? All right. So number one was video games, 90% unattractive. Collecting figurines, 85% unattractive. Third, magic. 80% unattractive.
You're talking like magic tricks, not Magic the Gathering or whatever?
Magic tricks. It says magic tricks. Now, I would argue that if the dude is otherwise charming, and I'm thinking of somebody I know who used to pick up girls with magic tricks, and his magic tricks were pretty good, and I think most women would say he's pretty attractive. I don't think anyone was judging him about his magic, but he also didn't give magician vibes. He was kind of the guy that's fun to talk to and have a beer with who could go, oh, by the way, watch this. Yeah. And then you're seeing a magic trick before you knew you were seeing one.
Yeah, because magicians inherently are trying to get you nude.
I don't think that's
they
true.
Are.
I think you're thinking of David Copperfield alone. I don't think Penn and Teller are trying
like
to get
David
people nude.
We're like David
Copperfield. Boom! Whoa. Roasted.
Yes.
We'll probably get
so
sued
good at that. Thank so you. Quick.
Really is.
Thank you.
Fourth hobby that is the least attractive to women. No, I'm not going to lie. This one offends me a lot. Not because I do it, but because it's so far below playing video games or anything else. To me, this is not a hobby. This is just an unattractive a-hole of a person. But women said online trolling is the fourth least attractive hobby.
Absolutely.
So, Kelly, you'd rather date an online troll than someone who likes video games too much?
Yeah.
No!
But Steve's a troll and he's hilarious.
What?
Steve, when I first moved here...
Are you describing appearance or behavior?
No, well, both. But no, when I first moved here, there are people who can respond online in like witty troll ways, but mm-hmm. they don't come off like a douche troll. They come off like a funny troll, like mm-hmm. Wendy's. You know, Wendy's started trolling people back.
Okay, that's a good troll.
Like, those mm-hmm. are good trolls. And I feel like I would much rather find somebody like that versus like Steve the video gamer. You know what I mean? Your wife would probably say the same thing, Steve, as far as would she rather have you game or be able to troll people back online?
Yeah, she does 100%. Roll her eyes whenever I say like, I posted this or I trolled somebody on this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing?
But if they're a loser who like comments on, you know, like 18-year-old girls being like, oh, you're fat and ugly. Well, yeah, that's a troll. I would rather have somebody playing mandolin in my face all day.
To
you know
me,
I mean?
The other person is a funny person like what Steve does.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not a troll. A troll is someone who's just a miserable piece of energy yeah. that does nothing to bring anything good to the world.
Trolls initiate.
Trolls initiate.
Okay, yeah, no.
Yes.
And
I'd
instigate.
Rather...
I just respond.
Mm-hmm.
Then, yeah, I'd rather have a video gamer.
Number 5, gambling.
Ew, gross.
Yeah. I mean, are you good at it?
Doesn't
is
matter.
Anyone?
It takes one really, really bad day to financially yeah. ruin you.
What is the rule of thumb? It's only an addiction when you lose, you know?
Yeah, it's income when you win.
Yeah.
It's a job when you win.
What about our...
By the way, I know someone who dated someone for a long time who checks off 3 of the top 5 boxes already.
Mm.
So, like, bar's pretty low.
Are shooting guns, like if you make guns a hobby and make guns your whole personality, is that on there?
It's not, but yeah, I can see that.
I think, yeah.
Like, if everything about you is...
Like, if you casually have a gun or you and the boys go shooting every now and again, fine. But if you make guns your entire personality or you're just too into guns...
It's kind of like we talked about. If you put...
Really anything.
You make anything your entire yeah. personality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think this is more at first glance. If yeah. someone says they do this, it's unattractive.
Oh,
yeah. Just based yeah. on what they are, do you know what I mean?
I think my point still stands. Ooh. If somebody's like, I'm really into guns,
we
I'd
all
be
agree.
Like, I'm not into you.
Anything you're too into becomes unattractive.
Wait, no, I don't know if I agree with that now. I think I've thought of a good one.
What?
A builder. Someone who can, like, someone who loves to build. It's not their job. They're just, like, a craftsman.
Like, they like to, you know.
Yeah, yes. So every day when they come home, they're like, you know what? Rather than sit in front of a TV or gaming or trolling people, I'm going to go build something cool.
What if they're building worlds on Minecraft, Kelly?
That's.
I said that for Tommy.
Yeah, that's gaming. Still.
Okay,
it's based, building. Tell
based
me
off
building.
Of,
thank you.
Based off of Maitland's guns, I thought that sent me to hunting, but no, I don't think there's anything wrong with hunting.
I think people are sometimes annoyed by hunters by how they're a widow in the fall, but I don't think anyone finds it inherently unattractive.
But what about taxidermy?
Taxidermy's on the list.
Is it really?
It is. It's right after building model trains.
Like if you walk into a place and it's like, yeah, there's the buck that I got back in 2008.
Yeah. I don't know if it's one you shot, but if I go into your basement and it looks like you shot a zoo and stuffed it, it's just, I'm just not interested.
Or you stuff every deer you shoot. So you've got 50 in your house.
Yeah.
Like
this is
like, I think there's like,
this one looks like you hit it with your car. I did.
They get so dusty.
Maybe a limit of 2.
And they gotta be good.
So what if you have 2 good ones and then you get an even better one?
Well, then you gotta
get
rid
of one. Yeah.
That's not the best.
You gotta throw one away.
Sell it.
Can you sell a mounted deer head if it has a good rack?
Of course.
I would ask Kelly and Maitland, but they would have no idea about selling something with a good rack.
No, not a clue. Completely out of experience there.
Comic book collecting and bird watching are the last 2. You guys are minding your own business. Everything's fine.
Bird watching? Oh, are you offended because you're a bird buddy?
No, I'm not a bird watcher. I have a
You
have a camera in a tree in a bird stand.
You are a bird watcher.
That is a bird watcher. I have an app.
to be able to watch the video.
Look at, let's take a look down Greggy's Instagram feed and see how many birds show up.
If you ever call me Greggy again, we are at war. just so you know.
You can't say that you're not a bird watcher when you have an app on your phone that helps you watch birds that you're videotaping.
Yeah. You're a bird watching creep, too. You're a bird voyeur.
Bird.
That's and every five one of pictures them. Out of my 139 posts.
Yeah,
Maitland,
that's a lot.
Maitland, I bet if you look at the captions, they all say stuff like, hey, buddy.
Oh, no, I think they do. You guys look that up while I block Maitland on Instagram.
You talking to me?
He's doing a De Niro face.
Hey, buddy.
It doesn't say hey, buddy, does it?
It does. Uh-huh. Cardinal buddy.
I didn't write cardinal buddy.
Yeah,
you wrote cardinal buddy.
Come on, show me.
Cardinal buddy.
That's embarrassing.
God, that
with
is.
A period, not even exclamation point. He's
well, I didn't
not
want to
like,
freak out.
He's not cheerfully your buddy.
Yeah.
He's just
cardinal
buddy.
Buddy.
Hey, cardinal buddy.
You're a buddy and a cardinal.
I am stating a fact.
Oh, here's some more. Got my eye on you, and it's a bird leaning into the camera.
That's a quote from the bird, Maitland. You of all people should be charmed by that.
Just a couple of lovebirds.
Okay, that one's kind of smart.
This one's showing his booty hole, and it says, is this a good-looking cardinal?
God, I got a good... I'm surprised birds. I'm not a bird influencer.
That's about it. That's like 7 or 8.
That was a lot.
That is.
That was a lot. I stand corrected.
You're a bird watcher.
And I definitely didn't think they'd all say, hey, buddy.
Admit it.
Well, you're right. My Instagram enjoys birds. That's as far as I'll go.